welcome back to another episode of the Knee Slapping K-Pop Podcast. I'm Sammy. With me today is Kayla.
Hello.
And we are finally doing a top 10 showdown about K-Pop.
Yes, finally. Finally, we made a K-pop theme. Well, we haven't been running this series that long, but we did decide to bring in
like
the K-pop.
It's like the third episode.
But we did decide to bring K-pop to it finally, so here we are.
Well, that's only because Taskmaster's harder to come up with.
I know.
K-pop.
This is originally supposed to be Taskmaster tax, and I was like, I don't have a list yet, so here we are.
That list is way harder than this.
Way
list.
Harder
this
to make.
This list is the top 10 K-pop covers ever.
Yes.
Easier. You'd think that'd be a hard list.
An easier list to make, weirdly.
Mm-hmm. So what is top 10 showdown? We essentially give our top 10s of a certain topic.
Yes.
And you tell us if we're wrong, which we're not.
We're not. We're right. You're wrong. Shut up. In the words of Eugene Lee, Eugene Lee Yang.
There we go.
That's his name.
But this one, we're just like, I think one, we tried to, one, limit the amount of produce on this list.
Yes.
Which is what I did.
I've got
one. I only have two.
I tried to limit it per series, so I've got one cover from all of Produce and one cover from all of the Kingdom Queendom. So I tried to limit survival shows as a whole because I thought that would be less interesting of a list to make, so
I think I have two from the whole Produce series, and then one from, like, everything else is mainly a one. I also tried to limit it to one per group.
Yeah, I also limited
really
one per
covers.
Group, yep. Because I could have put, like, a lot of certain groups on here. Like, I could have had, like, two or three covers per one group, but I didn't want to do that.
But that wouldn't be as interesting.
That would be way less interesting. So, we like the variety here.
We like variety on this podcast.
Yes.
Even if we have to make it happen.
And then if your question is, what are the dinosaurs for? Don't worry about it. They're here for vibes.
The dinosaurs are here for vibes.
They're our little friends.
The dinosaurs are the mascots of Top 10 Showdown.
They are. They will be here every time because we reuse these PowerPoints every time we do this series.
It's literally the same PowerPoint we keep editing.
Yes, exactly. Keeps it easy.
And the other thing is we don't know what each other's lists are, so they're as much a surprise to each other as they are to you.
Exactly.
Which is also why there's no uniformity on what information we put.
No,
which is why the PowerPoints look different.
They do.
Essentially.
Yep. All right. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
How about you go first?
Okay, so my number 10, and I don't remember the order most of my list is in, so it's going to be a surprise for all of us.
It's a surprise for everybody because neither do I. I made this like a week ago.
Yep. So my number 10 is Golden Child's Ooh. K-pop mashup from the 2019 Dream Concert. So there are a handful of covers that I really like that are like a mashup of several different songs.
Those are always fun.
Yeah, this one in particular I really, really like because they did this thing where they did one song from a group that debuted in 2012, which is EXO, and then they did a 2013, like, or not a 2012, I think 2014 or something like that. But they did one group song per year that was a debut song, or not a debut song, but a group that debuted every year up until Golden Child in 2017, so I thought that was really cool.
That's fun.
I do think it is a really, really good mashup of the songs as well. Like, whoever remixed the songs and put them together did a fantastic job doing it. So it's one of the more, like, surprising and, like, very fun and engaging covers, because it's not just a straight-up cover of one song. They're covering five different songs here, so they had to learn essentially a whole new choreography because they're all of these songs put together. Songs in here, by the way, if you're not watching the PowerPoint, are BTS's Blood, Sweat, and Tears, NCTU's Boss, 17's Boom Boom, EXO's Call Me Baby, and GOT7's Never Ever. So overall,
it's a good mashup.
It's a good mashup.
It also doesn't have any duds in, because that's the thing with a lot of mashups, is every once in a while it's like, why'd you do this song? This song ain't good.
Which
is why I love some end of the year mashups and dislike some other ones, because it's like, ugh, that one again.
Yeah.
But this one I really enjoy, and these are all like classics at this Never Ever, not as much, but like every other
one.
The GOT7
one is the only one that's like, maybe that's maybe a little bit boring, but it fits. That song fits really well into the mashup.
And also it fits really well for 2019.
Definitely.
We are looking back in 2024 where look at where GOT7 is compared to the rest of these
groups.
Oh
yeah.
All right, so my number 10 is 17's Dulcomane, originally by Mamamoo, from Music Bank in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, surprisingly, Mamamoo and Seventeen have switched songs multiple times. There's also a good cover of Egotistic that they did.
Nice.
But this one I really enjoy, mainly because it almost feels like it's their song.
Right.
Them and Mamamoo have this thing where they can both make the song feel extremely organic. Mm-hmm. And, like, they don't change the song, they don't change anything about it, but it just feels very them. And I really enjoy that. They remix it to fit their members, to fit the sheer quantity of their members as opposed to the four people of Mamamoo.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I really like it. And I think Mamamoo did Adore You as the reversal, which was also very fun. And they did like more of a ballad Adore You, which is less fun, but still, I really enjoy this. I think they remix the choreo and it's really fun.
So I don't know if I've ever seen this cover, to be honest.
It's a good, it's old now because it's 2017, but yeah, no, I really enjoy it.
I need to look it up because it feels like that would be a song that 17 could cover really well.
Oh,
like, 17. Vibes why it feels like a good song for 17.
17 was, I don't know if I want to call pioneer because obviously there were people that did it before, but like the transition from doing only covers of female songs in drag.
You're right, right.
To covering actual, like covering female songs right. The way you would cover anything else. 17 did that a bunch super early in their career because they also had another one I considered, but I like this one more. They also did a girl group like mashup,
mm-hmm.
and that had stuff like Ice Cream Cake and what's it called? Lionheart. That's the one.
Uh huh.
They had a bunch of songs like that on there, and they did that. And I also enjoy that one.
Right.
This one I think is just more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it fits them more because that was, like, super early, like, baby 17.
Right, right. Nice classy song for them.
Nice classy song for them. Recommend.
All right. Your number nine? My number nine is Boys Planet Zoom.
Oh, Boys Planet Zoom.
A cover that we have spoken extensively about already. One of the best covers of last year, generally. So this is obviously the original song is Zoom by Jessie. And in here is Kaita, Ali, Park Hyun-bin, Haruto, and Mumuti, all icons of their own merit.
Icons in their own right.
Yes. It's great. Everything about it is great. This song made me go actually listen to Zoom by Jessie, made me like the song more. So I feel like
there's
if the
a
cover
new appreciation
makes me like the song
Zoom.
More, yeah, then it's a great cover.
I mean, it's a full remix. It sounds nothing, almost nothing like the Jessie version.
It doesn't. And also, they don't sound like Jessie in the song, so that's
no.
another thing.
They also don't
it.
Try to sound like Jessie in the song, which I
thankfully.
Think is only a positive.
Right, right.
Not that I think Jessie sounds bad in that song, but someone trying to imitate Jessie's voice
right.
sounds like it would be hell.
Feels like it's a bad idea, just generally. But yes, great cover. We've talked about it a lot.
We will
nothing else
to
say,
talk
really.
About it endlessly.
Yeah, we will talk about it probably years to come.
It's an icon.
Mm-hmm.
So my number nine, I forget what it is. Oh, also involving Jessie.
Oh, Jessie, nice.
It is the Hyolyn, Ailee, and Jessie cover of Bang Bang.
Ooh.
Original by Jessie J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
At the 2014 NBC Music
That's
Awards.
A good one. I forgot about that entirely.
They kept covering Bang Bang in K-pop.
They love that. K-pop loves that song.
And the problem was either it'd be a dance cover, which we didn't put, I at least didn't put dance covers on my list.
I don't think I have any either in mine.
Just because I think that, like, they're good and I like them, but it's not a full cover.
Feels a little bit, yeah, it doesn't feel like as the same caliber as, like, a regular
yeah.
cover.
And the thing is, you gotta put the right people to cover this song because it is a big song to sing.
It is, for
and
sure.
And Hyolyn and Ailee have the voices for it.
Yeah.
Other people, because that's the one thing I'll say about
and Jessie
like, the
can
produce.
Do the Nicki Minaj.
She can. She's very good.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I'll give the produce cover.
Right.
It feels more of a dance cover.
Yeah.
It was more of a, it was like a full dance cover.
I think
it's like,
meant to be a dance cover probably. I think they sing it,
but
I do think it is originally a dance cover, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, overall, these girls are singing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Hyolyn and Ailee, I absolutely adore. They're
oh,
great.
Absolutely. Great.
I mean, Ailee, one of the only people I've ever heard K-pop, not K-pop cover I Will Always Love You
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah.
That one's another one I really enjoy, not on my list, but, like, was a front runner for me.
Mm-hmm.
This one, it's so old. It's 10 years old at this point.
Right.
No one's gonna talk about this. It's these people. I think, like, no new K-pop fan even knows who Ailee is. So, I just think that it's, like, lost to time, and I think we need to bring it back. The kids need to know.
Yes, and that also feels like a perfect trio of people to cover that song. Like, it was, oh, they absolutely. Those are the people who should be singing that.
I feel like a lot of times now, the people that are chosen to do cover, I mean, not that these three were not in 2014 at the top of their game.
Right.
They were. But at the same time now, I feel like we're just picking, well, who's the hot shot right now?
Right, right. They're not thinking about who should be covering the song.
Mm-hmm. And these three definitely should have been covering this song.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yep.
All right, your number eight?
My number eight is N Flying's Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa.
Ooh.
Honestly, pretty basic cover. Like, it's nothing very spectacular about it.
But
other
it is
than
a band cover.
It's a band cover of this song, and it's a really, really good band cover of this song. And I feel like, for context, is another thing that this cover came out around the time that they just added Dongsung to the group, and the song has, like,
ooh,
a very...
Yeah.
Noticeable bass line, and so I felt like they picked this song in particular to show off for, like, their new bassist, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
And fun. But Hwaesung and Sanghyeob also have, like, a great vocal range for this song specifically. They do a really great job with the vocals and the song also. I mean, it sounds different than the original because now it's a band cover, but I feel like the arrangement of it is really, really good.
And Flying also does, like, a bunch of covers.
And Flying,
I feel like they
And Flying's a big cover.
Specifically, the ones
group.
I keep seeing is that I keep seeing them do anime covers, which is not this.
They do a lot
but
of anime
they
covers.
Lot of anime
they do a
covers.
Lot of anime J-pop covers. They do a handful of ones, like the Golden Child one, that are, like, mashups mm-hmm. of different songs, and I think all of those for them are also really good as well. They've done, like, a Queen one, a Michael Jackson one, an anime one, and, like, a K-pop one. Like, they do a lot
Didn't
of those
Didn't they do an
Olivia covers.
Rodrigo one, or am I making that up?
No, they have one that's, like, Seven Rings by Art and, like, something else. There's, like, multiple songs in there, but I don't think it's...
No, they did do an Olivia Rodrigo one. It's Driver's License, Deja Vu, and Good For You.
Mm. I feel like...
It's short, but yeah. I was like, did I remember that or did I make that up? They did their League of Legends ones from last
they
year.
They did do a League of Legends ones. I remember that one as well. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. They do good covers.
They're a good cover group. They do a lot of them. I feel like
bands
do covers
generally
really well.
Do tend to do a lot of good covers.
Yeah, definitely.
They can't there's only so much they can do outside of this.
Right, right.
I don't actually remember what my number eight is.
Cool.
All of it's
we'll
gone.
Find out.
Oh. Produce Season 2 Replay.
Ooh.
Baby Replay.
Baby.
Originally by Shiny. This has
what a lineup of people.
Right? I looked up this
Holy
lineup
crap.
And also it's Connie from One Us, Ren from Newest, Lee Guanhyun, who's a soloist, Hwangwoon from One Us, Theo, essentially,
mm-hmm.
now, from Idol Producer, slash 9%, slash Next, slash now the a judge,
now judge
on Asia
Super
Young.
Yep.
And then Justin, also, insert the thing I said about Theo into
those
Justin.
Those other things, yeah.
Insert all those things here. I have always loved this performance. I thought it's one of the best things from season two. Does not get ever the recognition it deserves.
No,
it
does
not.
It is
one of the only... Covering Replay is a thing that people do constantly, and it's so hard to get right without coming off as weird.
I know, I feel like I don't like a lot of Replay covers because they're just a little bit weird.
They just come off as
the
weird.
The vibes,
like,
are not
slightly,
right on a lot of them.
Even the other team that did this came off as weird, because if you're slightly too old,
mm-hmm.
it
it's
comes
weird.
Off as weird.
It's weird.
If you're slightly too young, it comes off as weird.
Definitely. Yeah.
If you have the wrong vibe as a group, it comes off as weird. The only person on here that could have thing, but, like, Ren is still youthful in this. He
right,
still, like,
right.
fits weirdly, even though he's the oldest person there.
Yes.
It's a lot, and I think that this just does perfectly. I think this is Justin's star-making performance.
It is.
I love that
he's
for him.
He's adorable. He's so adorable.
And, like, look at the people in this. These are icons.
It's such a crazy lineup, looking back on it.
I mean, everything about...
Season 2 is
season,
crazy, looking back on
anything about
season
2 of Produce in a list like this,
yeah.
you're gonna... This is gonna happen
it's
every
crazy.
Single time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I absolutely love it. It's incredible. It's amazing. We love, we live, we thrive. And this is a star-making performance for everybody. But, like, Justin thrives.
Yep. Yep, yep. He does. He's literally so cute in that performance.
He's the cutest, boy. And also, just, like, everyone does the job super well. Again, I don't understand how so many... I understand why, but there's... Not that I ever enjoy the fact that there's always one produce child in every season that becomes the produce child. I know. But I don't understand how it wasn't Justin.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Like, if we're gonna have a produce child...
Should have been Justin.
It shouldn't have been Justin, because I prefer the fact that we got title producer Justin. I know, because
we do get it. Because we do, but it could have been. And it really, it could have been. Instead of, who's Gwanlin, I think, was the child of that season. Gwanlin was the child? Yeah.
It wasn't even a foreign thing, because Gwanlin was also foreign.
I know, so they really could have just done a one-for-one swap.
And it could have been Justin. Yeah. But still, I think it all worked out for the best.
It did. It did work out for him. And Theo. Love. I think it worked out for everyone, really.
It worked out for literally everybody involved.
Everyone in that performance worked out well for them, so here we are.
Yep.
Hooray. All right. My number seven is, I think, the only girl group or female cover on this list for me, which is Dreamcatcher's Lucky Strike by Maroon 5. I
forgot about this one.
It's a really good cover. I feel like this is both a vocal and a dance cover, so they created a whole choreography to it, which I think is really fun. Yeah, like, really cool.
It's not so much a cover as a choreography.
It's like, well, it's a vocal and a dance cover, but they had to create a whole extra choreography. I feel like if you didn't know it was a Maroon 5 song, you could have think it was a Dreamcatcher song. Like, the arrangement and everything really fits them as a group. At the time, this is when Dreamcatcher was still doing more of, like, their creepy stuff. So it was, like, kind of refreshing in that way that it wasn't exactly what they were doing.
Where we are now with Dreamcatcher.
Yeah, I don't really know where we are. I don't know what to call recent Dreamcatcher, really.
I remember we were really into Dreamcatcher. I was. Then we kind of just fell off.
And then they just got kind of weird, and so here we are.
And, like, not as good.
Yeah. But this is, I think, it was a great song choice to cover. It's really good. Choreography is really good. Song, really good. So, this is what I always come back to, because it's, I think, one of my favorite of a song that it sounds like it could be their song. It feels like one of those for me.
Feel very much like a B-side on the time Dreamcatcher albums. I like it. It's really fun. I hadn't remembered this cover until you literally brought it up right now.
Yeah.
It is one of those unlocked memories lost to time in my brain, but I love it. Is a really good cover for them.
Only,
it fits them really well.
Only girl group cover to make it on this list for me, so here it is.
I think if you want to count only girl group covers, we already had mine.
Yeah. The, other ones that I had in contention was Dreamcatcher's cover of Really Really by Winter. I really like that version of Really Really. And also NMIXX's Hey Mama. I think both of those were pretty close in contention, but I didn't like either of them enough to put them on the list. So.
I mean, the other ones I had in contention was, I did also really like the Hey Mama performance that was up there. For me, it was also the Pledis Girls produce audition with Bang.
Oh, that's really good. That's really
that one
good
I really liked.
Bang, yeah.
Yeah. And then also Oh My Girl Destiny, but that's not what I chose from Queendom Kingdom.
Right.
But that's an iconic
That was also what kicked that one off of my list, because I have another one from that series on here. But that one was also close
for
me, too.
But it was so good.
Yeah.
But it also got kicked out for another. We'll get to it.
We'll get there.
So
yeah.
My number seven is Boys Planet Zoom.
Hell yeah.
Look at this lineup.
What are that? Look at them.
You got Guides and Even. We have Ollie and what
is
Long Night?
Long Night.
We're gonna roll with it, because, you know, we haven't seen the end of Asia Super Young
yet. But Ollie's there, so
Ollie thrived. And we got Haruto and Twos thriving. And Wumu TTT.
Yep.
Love that. I mean, I think this is just a perfect performance for that whole season.
Yeah.
I don't... What else do you say? It's perfection.
It's great.
And it's a song that, given to the wrong people, it's not a difficult song.
No.
It's not... it has flashy moments, but nothing too crazy.
Right.
It's not a, because there are songs on this show, because it's not like, for example, there was Tomboy in this round. There was other things in this round that were like, these are the star-making performances.
Right.
Zoom was not one of those. It was not where everybody that was number one was going to go. But this gave all of them their moment, made all of them shine. They didn't all get something out of it, but they should have. They thrived.
They did.
They elevated this.
And I feel like this song, given to a different group of people, very easy to misinterpret
Crashes
the vibe.
And burns?
You know, very easy to misinterpret the vibe of the song.
Oh, I can see them trying to make this sexy.
Yeah, sexy or
I
like.
I can see them trying to make this sexy.
Or we go too badass and it's like, this is like not the point. Like, there's a lot of ways you can do this song badly, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many.
Yeah.
All right, we already talked about Zoom, so what's your number six?
So my number six is Love in the Ice from Mix 9.
Look at that lineup.
This is also, it's a less interesting lineup, but it's still quite a lineup. So this is done by Insong and Heejun of KNK, Donghoon of Ace, Hyunsu of Dice, Chandong of Romance, Isshin of 1US, and Soho of 1US. What a crazy lineup of people. Also, definitely my favorite vocal performance ever done on a survival show. Like, insanely good.
Incredible.
Not only the best cover of Love in the Ice ever sung, but probably the best vocal performance to ever be done on a survival show.
Here's the thing, because of recent occurrences, TVXQ couldn't even do this.
No,
as
there's
well as
no
they did.
Way TV recent TVXQ can sing this song
I'm
as
talking
well as they
TVXQ
do.
TVXQ of now. I'm not talking TVXQ of when they made Love on the Love in the Ice.
Current TVXQ could never.
Could not sing this anymore.
Could never.
It's incredible. It's the best thing Mix 9. It's the best thing to come out of Mix. It is the only thing to come out of Mix 9 that I ever left in it.
I
like
know.
A big impact.
That this is
me.
The one where I was just like, oh shit! Like
it's so incredible.
It's insane.
It's so good. The only thing I can say is go watch it because it's insane.
It's insane, and then it's like look at this list of people. These are all Nugu and most like half disbanded boy groups at this point.
Yeah,
and
but
these are
the vocalists
the vocal,
from all of those groups.
Yeah, the vocal powerhouses from all these groups, except for Isshin, because Hyojin is Isshin's kind of the one bringing it down a little bit. But
Isshin's is the one that's kind of not pulling his weight, but everyone else is pulling so much weight that he's fine. He's up along.
He's also it's like he's not ruining it, but he is not pulling his weight as much as everybody else is.
At the same time, I just want to I remember keeping up a little bit with Mix 9, and like at the end when I heard about it, I'm like, well, what did Mix 9 give us? And everyone was like, this is whatever.
Yeah.
This is fine.
I was very involved
and
in
then
Mix
I heard
9, unfortunately.
You were involved in the mix. I was not. I come into this later. And I'm like, the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It's a transcendent performance, and it should go down as, like, one of the best K-pop covers, but no one has seen it, because look at the people that are in it, and it's on Mix 9.
What was it crazy? Because when I was watching Mix 9, I was like, I'm not going to watch that, I'm only going to look up the KNK performances, because that's all I cared about at the time, was what KNK was doing.
Well, lucky for you.
And then this round that I looked up, two of them were in this one, and then Sangjun was in My House, which is also an insane cover to come off of this show, is the My House cover.
Yeah, and then
I watched the two of those, and it's like, well, shit, now I gotta watch this show, because those were fantastic.
The thing with this is that this cover specifically to me is a song that would never be covered anywhere else.
No
other show. Produce would never do this. No
Mix
company
9
show
does
would never do
some
this.
Weird songs to cover on Mix 9. Because Mix 9 also covers It's You by Super Junior. And that song would never get covered on a show anywhere else.
No, and it shouldn't. I don't think that's... Like, these songs are such a high caliber. Because, like, Love in the Ice isn't even really a title track.
No. It's like a kind of a deep cut.
It's a deep... Like... When did Mix 9 come out? Like 10 years ago at this point?
2017,
2017-ish?
Is what I want to say,
Like, at that time even, that would have been like a over 10-year-old deep cut.
Yeah.
Semi-deep cut into TV excuses. Like, if you know, you know. But, like, a lot of people didn't know.
Right.
Wild. Insane.
It's an insane cover. So good.
I mean, I will give the show this. When it hit, it hit.
It hit. It was honestly... because this aired at the same time as The Unit, a much more interesting show than The Unit. But
The Unit is not on my list. Is it on yours? Because it didn't even come near.
The Unit was a bad show overall. Mix 9 had better covers and was more entertaining and also was more of a shit show, but that kind of adds to the element of entertainment in a way. Yeah. So anyway, here we are.
Yep. Love it. Absolutely adore it. What's my number 6? Oh, also Mix 9's Love on the Ice. I knew it was around here somewhere, but I didn't want to, like, accidentally get it wrong.
Right.
And then just show you a random other cover.
Hell yeah.
Phenomenal.
Can
everything
I tell
about
you,
it, 10 out of 10.
I forgot about this cover for a long time. I replaced it, because this was originally 2's Can't Hurry Love in this spot, and then looked into that, I was like, I kind of don't like that being there, and then I was like, there's gotta be something I'm missing, and then I was like, oh yeah, Love on the Ice.
Please, at some point I was like, what's that one Mix 9 cover I really
liked? That's really good,
and then I just looked up Mix 9, and I was
like,
no, it's not that one. What the fuck is it? And then I saw this, and I'm like,
this. Yes, there it is.
It's
that's
this.
The one.
Of course it's this. Mm-hmm. Of course it's always been this.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely love it.
It's great.
The weird thing is all of the great shit came out of the men.
I know.
I always forget that it's a co-ed show because nothing about the women, like, stuck in my brain.
I know.
Nothing
there was
about the
nothing
women.
Interesting going on there.
Like, the men got all the good covers,
the
man.
The most interesting thing in that show is that Ryujin of ITZY was on there, pre-debut.
Yeah, but, like, nothing about that really, like, was like, oh, yeah, no, her cover was great. Nope,
no,
nothing.
Nothing. Nothing from the woman half of that show.
But the men?
Thrive.
The men were thriving.
Thriving.
Yeah, even though in the end,
no one thrived at
the
end, and then we have to sue YG Entertainment. And then I think YG Entertainment Blacklisted Happy Face were suing them. So it was a whole situation, but you know,
it was
fine.
A whole thing.
We're past this.
Halfway through.
So my number 5 is Bad Boy by Lucy, originally by Red Velvet.
That one was up there for me. I really liked that one.
I think what really gets me about this is because Bad Boy is, like, not a song that I enjoy. It's a fine song, but I don't love it or anything. Truly
it's
sounds
not the
like
magnum opus
it's not
that everyone else seems to think it is.
Truly sounds like a different song when Lucy covers it.
Oh no, it's such a different vibe.
It's so different and it's so good. Like they do such a and this was I think a thing that they released before they even debuted. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Holy shit, this is so good."
This was such an exciting thing for Lucy because it was like this, and then you get Flowering, and you're like, they got layers, they got the violin.
It's so good.
But like the violin, but it can go moody, it can go places, and we can go places with this group.
Right. But it sounds so different, and it's so good. It fits the Lucy vibe so well, and I think it's just like so creative and so interesting what they did with it, in arrangement. But I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. I also just love Lucy. Lucy does a lot of great covers.
Lucy's phenomenal. I mean, much like we keep saying, bands just keep doing great covers.
Exactly.
And they're so good.
Yeah.
And the violin just adds so much.
Lucy having a violin truly lets them do so much more as a band. Like, it makes them so much more interesting because of that. And
not just
great.
That, but everyone else is just absolutely thriving.
I know.
Like... it's just so good. And
they're
the arrangement's
so good.
So good. And it's just feels like a different song. Like, you can tell it's Bad Boy because, of course, it is, but, like, it feels like a different
they
song.
They truly change it so much in that cover, in a good way. So,
yeah.
It's great.
Absolutely. All right, my number 5 is. Oh, One Wii's cover of Hip.
Ooh, that's a
originally
really good
my
one.
Mamamoo.
It's a really good cover.
There's a lot of One Wii covers I was thinking about.
Yeah.
But this,
One Wii does a lot of Mamamoo covers, but they're all really good.
I mean, they're all in the same company, so it all works out. But no, this one was like, because I like Hip well sung by Mamamoo, but I think this weirdly works better
it's
for me.
It's really good.
Because somehow I think they're sassier, and I
they
don't
are.
Know how.
They are in some way.
I don't know, maybe it's the keytar? I don't know.
Guitar makes it more sassy.
But I will always love One Wii's thing of having both a keyboard and a guitar.
I love that.
In the same performance.
The same song. Like, it's great.
It's like, hold on, I gotta get the keytar out.
I gotta switch the keytar real fast, sorry.
I mean, I will say, I appreciate any group that has a keytar.
Yeah, definitely.
And again, I do think One We just has a lot of versatility. They have a good rapper. They have a tendency to just showcase a lot of solos, which I really love. I don't know, I just really enjoy this cover a lot. It works for them. Somehow they have the right vibe to cover Mamamoo, and I do think that's
weirdly.
Almost more so than the vocal ability to cover Mamamoo, which obviously is important.
Right.
I think the vibe ability to cover Mamamoo is also really important, which is why, like, I think groups like 17 and 1, we do them really well, and then other groups, it's like, eh, this is fine.
One Way, though, they do, they, One Way, like the bands again, bands do so many great covers. And bands I, and it's, do because, a lot we of are, covers. We are big band people here, obviously. And I feel like band covers are always, like, a little bit better.
I mean, there was always going to be bands on these lists. We were always going to have the bands here. The bands thrive where other people falter.
Exactly.
Plus the fact that seeing some of these songs played on real instruments when they were never played on real, when they were never even made with real instruments is real fun.
Yes, definitely.
Like, Hip and Bad Boy were not made with real instruments.
And it's like why people like seeing like band versions of like groups doing their songs when they go on concerts, when they have a live band, and that's like just elevates the song. Or when
what's that one YouTube channel that does like live band version.
I think it's just called It's Live now that just does live band versions of stuff,
And, like, some of those songs were never intended to be done by real instruments, so it's, like, questionable.
Like, some of them are real weird sounding, but...
They sound real off, but, like, these groups do them so well. Bravo. Great.
We love a band.
Number four?
My number four is Icon's Jikjin. Virginal by Treasure. It made it this high because truly this should be an Icon song. They really took this song from Treasure and turned it into an Icon song and made it so much better.
And I like Jikjin normally. Right. It's a fine song normally.
But if you listen to elevated. It's so good. You listen to them back to back, the Treasure version is just missing something. Like Icon,
it's missing the Iconness.
They
of it
just
all.
Took it and they like, nope, this is our is our song now, and it's so good. Like truly, not I feel like that should be their song.
Not just that, but I think that everything that Treasure does, Icon has it better.
Yes, absolutely. Like
they are somehow they are better vocalists by far. They have a better rapper by far.
Yep.
And I don't know what it is. I think it's maybe YG's absolute lack of choreo experience.
Right.
But, like, generally speaking, the Treasure might be better dancers because they probably had more training than Icon.
Right, right.
But for YG-style choreo, which is real basic and entirely based on, here, make this simple movement look cool, Icon's better at it.
They are. And I feel like part of it is... probably got to do somewhat with the state of YG Entertainment in the time where Icon was a group, where YG was kind of at their peak, and whereas Treasure is a group, and it took them like several years after their Survival show to debut and for YG to get their shit together enough to even debut them. I feel like they get really shafted in a lot of areas because of that.
And also I do think that it also includes the fact that Treasure is them trying to be a traditional boy group.
Right.
Where I do think they
Icon
have different expectations.
Is just out here being Icon and like don't
Icon
give them
will
sh-
never change. Never change
shit.
Icon.
Yeah.
Never change.
Never change. But it's so love good. I really wish we had like some official version of this because it's so good.
Oh,
I love
if
this
we had a
song,
studio version
so
of this, I would never listen to Treasure.
Yeah, I would never listen
not
to that.
Not that I listen to Jikjin a lot ever.
But I would listen to the Icon
version. I would
version
listen to this.
So much, yeah.
This would be the only version I listen. Because they this could have... The thing about this that I love is just the sheer amount of unnecessary effort.
Yes.
That went into
it's
this.
It's so high effort, and for why? It's like...
Because they're out here learning all the dance. Not just that, but they recorded it and sung it themselves.
Yes.
Not just that, but Bobby writes his own rap.
Yes.
Not just that, but they adapt the choreo because, like, it's not just a basic. They're not all in frame just doing the dance. They're, like... There's formations, there's movement, there's camera angles.
There's no reason for them to put this much effort in for like a half cover of Jikjin, and it was so good.
This felt as high effort as that one time that Treasure had to like remix their own song.
Yeah.
It's the equal amount of effort, and one of them is an Icon cover of Jikjin.
Of half of Jikjin. It's not even the whole song, it's like half of it.
God. it was the whole thing, I would never listen to normal Jixin.
I know.
Not that I listen to that often, but, like, it would be the only thing I listen
so
to.
It's so good. It's, it really, it's
appreciate
so
Icon, people, because, like, we're here for two things. We stand for, like, four things on this podcast.
Icon,
one of them is
Icon.
Man, and two is Icon.
Yes.
No one else will do it.
No.
We have to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My number four.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's Astro. Ooh. And Oh My Girl, The Red Shoes.
Cute.
Originally by IU at the 2019 NBC Music Festival.
Yes, yes.
I think this is just the absolute most adorable thing I've
ever
seen.
It's so cute. It's adorable.
I also want to say that it is truly my favorite, like, male group collabing with a female group.
Yeah.
Just because I think that there's the right energy there.
They got the same
concepts.
They
feel like they've met.
Right.
Before we started doing, like, it didn't seem like, hi, I'm Eunwoo. Hi, I'm Yua.
Right.
Pleasure to meet you. Like, 10 seconds before we started rolling.
Right.
There's decent amount of interaction. It doesn't feel forced. They're thriving together.
Yes.
I didn't know I needed the red shoes to be a duet.
Right. But here,
and yet here we
here
are.
Here we are, and it's great. It's so good.
Oh, I love it.
It's great.
I love everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend. It
yes,
truly
yes.
is. It's one of the only times, and I usually hate when there is not an equal number of men and women on a stage.
Right.
This works somehow.
It does.
They made it work. Love it. Love it so much.
It's a great little performance. Very fun. Very cute.
And this is what, again, I think these music festivals, I think, I don't want to be cynical and be like, well, it's because the fans are being mean, but it's partially that, but
yeah.
I also think the sheer quantity does make this hard to do now.
Right.
Because you don't have the time to do this when you have to do four other ones the same week.
Yeah, that is true.
Or when you have to, like, oh, they're doing the Western recognition's needed, but it's like, oh, shit, they also got to be at the Billboard Awards
right,
in 3 days,
right.
So we also got to coordinate international.
We
got to
go on, like, Good Morning America for some reason, like, or something stupid, yeah.
Which, again, you can do that. They don't need to be in studio for that.
They don't. It's fine.
Just do that via
like, my God.
Telecast in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, I do think that part of what is, like, fan perception, but fan perception's always been shitty.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I do also think it's, like, the sheer quantity of these shows is too many.
Yeah.
Because you lose opportunities for shit like this.
Exactly.
That's also a thing that I don't think a lot of people... It's not a thing I've ever seen people bring up as to why these don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, no, they just don't have the time. When would they do it?
Right.
They should... Do you want them to cut out more sleep?
Seriously.
I don't know. I just love this performance. I want another one. But
it's a great.
Not with Astro and Oh My Girl, but like with somebody.
Right, right. Like we need like equivalent type groups to do it in a way that is not weird. Like,
because I also like when it happens like outside company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like within company lines, it's easy to do. But
right.
like outside company lines, you kind of just got to like go with some vibes here.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be the equivalent?
That's a great... The girl group is what I'm really hung up on, is what girl group would do it.
That would be, like, an equivalent... Like, not... Because it wouldn't be, like, an ESPO would be an equivalent.
No. And, like, New Jeans also doesn't even feel like a
no.
right equivalent. So it's, like, that's where I'm hung up on, is what girl group would do it.
I don't know. My thought is something like a Lee Seraphim a little too big, but,
yeah.
like, a Lee Seraphim with, like, a, I'm trying to think of a new boy group. That's, like, relative.
It's hard.
It's hard, man. Drippin'? No.
No.
Too old.
It would be, like, Lee Seraphim with, like, even, like, ZB1 would, like, match a vibe.
That'd be real fun.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Though it would be very different than them doing the red
very
shoes.
It would
Lee
be
Seraphim.
A very different performance, but I feel like that's close-ish to a similar.
I think ZB1 might be a little too big, but I think we could make it work.
Yeah.
Five and nine.
Both
seems
of those,
a
yeah. Both of those
big.
Groups are both a little bit too big as well. So,
yeah. I think five. We would need. I think you'd need a group bigger than Lee Seraphim, or like
a group smaller than
the way that. I think the way Oh My Girl, because I think Oh My Girl at this point is like 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Which I think works well with these two. So I think you need. It can't be like more than one or two off.
Right.
It can't be 5 and 9. What would we do with four of them?
I know. Oh, what if we get, like, Stacy? That's a nice, that's
Ooh.
A good, that's a good option, Stacy.
That's a good option.
Yeah.
That we've made it work. Get Stacy and ZB1.
Yes.
That would be it. Totally like we've done it.
But what if we got like Stacy with instead of ZB1 like Boy Next Door or something?
That would be real cute.
Yeah.
Or if you want to do something a little bit older, even like a Stacy and like a TXT.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are vibes.
We figured it out.
We like the vibes.
We've cracked the code.
Stacy and TXT.
Yes. All right.
Thrive.
All right, so my number three is So Hot by VIX.
Ah, this was almost on mine.
It's so good. It's so funny.
The best drag cover.
The best drag cover. It's for original song by the Runder Girls, and it's from the 2013 Chuseok special Star Face Off. What a hot mess of a performance.
What a performance.
But also, like, one of the most entertaining things I've ever watched in my life.
I mean, you have the full range of reactions to having yes. to do a drag cover. You have Leo refusing.
Leo simply will not show up to this, yeah.
I know he was injured at the time, but also he would have refused.
Not convinced he didn't throw himself down the stairs to not be in this.
You know, Thrive, you have, like...
Hongbin looks like he wants to die.
Hongbin, who looks good, but wants to die.
Hongbin does not want to be here.
Hyuk and Ravi, who do not change anything about their performance at all.
No.
Like, just, I am man.
I am a man, but also.
I am a man, this is, but also look at my shorts.
Yes.
Change, specifically Ravi.
Ravi specifically is just performing because Ravi.
Ken. Trying to be high.
Yes.
Just, I think in like Ken the way
is
of like
trying so hard. Yeah.
And then N is living.
N's having the time of his
thriving.
Life. Having the absolute time Love of his it. Life. Definitely the reason why they're doing this in the first place.
Oh, I love this performance just because there were many of those in this era of K-pop.
So many.
Most people remember the Something performance.
Yeah, and then there's the B2B Dum Dum is another
there's
one.
There's the B2B Dum Dum. There's one I think is extremely underrated, but also very hard to find now, which is Sungjong
Magic Girl
yeah, performance. That's also with a good two one. Other people who I forget.
But it's mainly Sungjong wearing the original dress of that as well. Nana's original dress.
It's worrying
yeah.
how much that fits.
I know.
It's worrying.
This one,
there
are
many of those,
there's many. That was the era of K-pop. For this, but it, this
K-pop
is
drag.
This one by far. For me, the most memorable and
this
by
one
far the best.
Feels the most weirdly respectful.
Yes, it does.
Because
the thing
about some of those performances is they felt very ha ha men in drag.
Right.
Ha ha. This weirdly just felt like we're gonna do this thing.
Yeah.
It's. Part of the comedy, it's fine, but we also respect
this
women.
Feels like the closest and to like an actual drag performance would be.
Yes.
Like this is like
yes.
matching that vibe the best out of all of these types of covers for sure.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so funny.
It's so hot.
Overall.
And like
N
actually
great.
Looks good.
He does. He does
looks
look
great.
Good.
Everyone else questionable.
Ken with the
Robbie
full
looks...
armpit hair is really funny, though. I think
yeah,
they
that's...
purposely put Ken in a tank top with full armpit hair, I think, adds a lot to it.
Because I do think, like, if they had kept it the same for all of them, but, like, Ken being it, because it could have been
yes,
Ravi,
right.
but that just would have been, like, the same with I am Ravi, I am man.
Right.
Which is the characterization I give Ravi in this performance.
I am a man. Yeah.
I am Ravi, I am man.
Yeah.
Hyuk also has a little bit of that, where he does not change his performance.
Right. He's acting cute, but he's just acting like how Hyuk
but he's
acts.
Also acting
like
himself.
That's how Hyuk acts and stuff. Like, he's just being him, yeah.
And Hongbin looks genuinely embarrassed, which I think
works
when it's only one of them.
Hongbin looks scared for his life on his
yeah.
performance.
Which I think works when it's only one of them. The fact
yeah.
that the other four have at least, if not embraced it, been like, okay,
this is
I'm just
what
wearing
we're doing.
Different clothes.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
Exactly.
Love it.
It's great. It's a great cover.
Love that so much. All right. My number three is SF9's The Stealer.
Yes.
From Kingdom Legendary War.
Yes.
So there's a lot of covers in the Kingdom Queendom series.
So many. So many.
Destiny could have been on here. Destiny was an
right.
option because Destiny is a Oh My Girl song. It's not a lovely song. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry.
It could have been like... Full Dash is not a cover. Fine.
Right.
It could have also been, like, a bunch of other things. Like, Move is really great by SF9 and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah,
but this is a performance.
It's a whole action movie.
It's a whole concept.
Just to spoil a little. My number two is The Stealer by SF9, just to get that out of the way right now.
Performance. There is guns. There is fire. There is too many shirts. There are no shirts. There is mob wives.
There's a knife fight in the middle.
There's a knife fight where we blur the knife.
Yes.
There is criminal mastermind.
There's a heist.
It's
a whole action movie in a performance.
It is also what most people thought The Stealer, the song, would have been. Do you remember
those teasers? Oh, they were so good.
That teaser for The Stealer was so good. So I remember when that teaser came out, we watched it so much. We were obsessed with
that. That was
teaser.
One of the best K-pop teasers ever, was teasers for The Stealer.
I still think it is the best K-pop teaser ever made.
So good.
Because it made me excited for a song that turned out to be just mediocre.
Yeah.
Just saying. But this is what The Stealer could have been. Can you imagine the teaser for The Stealer, but make it this? Also, I think they remixed The Stealer, because this is better than the boys
version.
It
is better than
the
boys version.
There's a remix in there somewhere.
There is. It's definitely remixed, and it is so
good. I can't tell exactly what they did, but they did something, because it's better.
They brought the drama. They really added in a lot of drama to The Stealer.
They brought all the drama.
It's so good.
It's so good. Like, what more could you possibly ask for when you're covering The Stealer?
I know.
It's
They did exactly what the song is about and what it should have been to begin with, and then they made a whole action movie in like a four or five minute performance. It's so good. It's one of one of the most like complex like stagings ever on this show too.
Oh, absolutely.
And they deserved that after they got fucked over that first round, so.
Oh, absolutely. I also want to point out that I do think that the only other song in the entire Produce catalog that could hold a candle to it is AT's doing Wonderland. I keep wanting to say it's Wave. It's not. It's Wonderland.
Right.
But the thing that elevates this, because they also had too much going on.
Right.
This one fits the song better because. Yeah. While AT's is pirate concept, Wonderland is not.
Right, right, right.
And also, this elevates the song.
Yeah.
I do think that that much going on in that AT's performance kind of makes that song it's on par, if not a little bit distracting.
There's moments in that AT's this one elevates. That are like, that don't need to be there. But for this whole thing, it's like every moment has a purpose because we're telling a heist, like a heist movie, like gangster heist movie. Like
it's so good.
It's so good.
And this is one of the few times where so much of our criticisms of every Kingdom Queendom season is it always felt like idea first, song later.
Right.
Like, oh, we want to do everything that the boys did in that second season, which is we're gonna Game of Thrones-ify
everything.
You don't know what songs you're doing yet. Right. How are you just gonna make it Game
of Thrones? Everything is Game
first?
Of Thrones. Yeah, or like back in Road to Kingdom where it was like, yeah, we're gonna do Go Go Bebe, but now it's Aladdin. Like, what are we doing here?
It felt idea first, song second. This is elevating a song that already has a story.
Yes.
Because they know when not to do a gimmick. Because, like, Move, for example, does not tell a story.
Right.
They could have come up with a fucking weird story to tell in Move.
Right. But it's just, like, artsy as hell.
It's just vibes.
It's, like, artsy and, like, they're sexy. And, like, that's it. They're doing a great job doing that.
That's all you need.
That's all they need.
And, like, they don't make those, like, weird ladies that just keep coming up, like, a weird robot story.
Right.
They could've. It would've been worse, but they could've.
Move is, like, a lot of vibes, and it's great for that song.
And, like, I don't know, what's it called? Believer.
Yeah.
Just mirrors. The vibe is mirrors. Not a story, just mirrors.
Yeah.
Love that.
And that's great. That performance also fantastic. Like, they got it.
Does a story help elevate? Sure, but it can also detract.
Mm-hmm.
It can also detract, which I think is the biggest problem in that show.
Yeah, that show in particular has a big problem with that. Like, across all iterations of that show.
Because, like, Destiny has vibes. It doesn't have a, like, one-to-one story going through.
Right.
It's just vibes.
All of the best performances on that show are the ones where it's like there's a concept, but we don't take it too far. Because the other one I go to is the One Us The Boys heroine, and that's like a super simple concept just about their own lives as K-pop idols, and that's fantastic. And the message gets across really well, and it's really, really good. So
we love that.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Oh, I guess you did.
Yeah, so you go again because this is my number two. Yeah.
My number two is
Icon. Oh, of course. There it is. Again.
Again, they made this better.
Yeah.
I think my favorite covers are just the ones where they take the song and they're like, mine.
This is our song now.
This is mine now.
Yep.
I am Icon. This is Icon's Jixi.
Yes.
Who cares about Treasure?
No, that's Icon's song now. That's
also,
theirs.
In my mind, this was... I know that's probably not true, but in my mind, this was all done in one take, and Treasure... Because Treasure comes in at the end and, like, does the YG ending chorus with them.
Right.
In my mind, Treasure's just sitting there in the corner.
Those are backup dancers.
Like,
honestly, I forget that Treasure's there. I keep thinking those are just, like, backup dancers.
Yeah. In my mind, Treasure's just there in the corner being like...
Yeah.
Holy shit,
this is our song,
holy
and they
shit.
Did it better than us.
Holy shit, it's Bobby wrote a rap to our song, yeah. And it's better than we could do.
I know.
It's the same way I would be so curious just to be in the heads of, not to go back to Queendom,
uh-huh.
But to be in the heads of those Lovelies girls.
Yeah.
When they're like,
well, fuck.
Holy shit. Well, fuck.
That's their song now. Oh, that's an
Oh
My Girl song
now. Well, I guess we just gave it up.
Yep.
One of our most popular songs. It's gone now. It's not ours.
Yep, yep.
Same thing with Jigjin. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not mine now.
Right.
It's Icon's.
Yes.
As it always should have been.
It should have. They should have just given that song to Icon. That could have been
a
fantastic
Icon
song.
Icon, a lot of people are like, well, Icon washed after Love Scenario. Icon never washed.
Never.
Icon always thriving.
Just like.
You just don't know.
Never washed for Icon.
Never washed. For Icon, never washed.
Yep.
You're number two?
Well, my number two is
number one, sorry.
So my number one is What's Good it? For You by P1 Harmony.
Oh, I did. This was like my number 11.
Literally,
I was so close to putting this on mine.
This is also another one that is like so high effort and for why. It's
oh,
like.
Yeah. No, there's such a music video to
there's
this.
There's a whole
why.
Music video. It's got great visuals.
It's got sets.
And they sound so good. And there's like not any other version of this other than this music video. It's like they made a very high effort music video and a very high effort cover. Like,
and for what?
Just for fun. Like, just for no reason at all. And they sound great. This is exactly the type of like vibe of a song that they do an absolutely great job at doing. It's so good. They write their own raps in the middle of it, too, and it's like, it feels like they are the absolutely correct group to be covering this song and covering it so well. I think, and I feel like that's, like, the big thing I want out of groups to cover things. Like, I want the right groups to be covering the right songs and, like, to get the vibe right, and they do all of that, and it's so high effort.
Oh, no. Anytime I was like, oh, an Olivia Rodrigo K-pop cover.
Mm-hmm.
It was a choice.
Yeah.
And then P1 Harmony comes out with this, and
it's just like,
so
holy shit,
effort.
So high
and
effort.
It's like such a perfect group to do it, because this was around, like, also the doom era.
Right.
That song.
Right, right.
And, like, it just worked so well for everything P1 Harmony has done since, and especially was doing then.
Oh, definitely. It's like,
it's so
those perfect vibe-wise, and this is just, like, was an extra thing they just did for fun.
Oh, yeah, no. It was just all good vibes.
And it's so good. The music video, so high effort, and for
so
why.
So much effort?
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved everything about
so
it.
So good.
My number one is not this.
Uh-huh.
My number one's Perfect
Ooh,
Man.
That's a
I
good one, too.
I think this is... So, originally by Shinhwa, the 2015 NBC Music Festival, I think, truly speaking, this feels like the passing of the torch.
Yeah.
To BTS. It's like, not that Shinhwa was the group.
Right.
But, like, no. These are the boys
mm-hmm.
now. 2015 was a big BTS year.
It
no
was a
how
huge
you look
BTS
at it. It
year.
Was the
BTS That
it was
the BTS
the
year.
The beginning. It wasn't the BTS year in America, but it was the beginning of the BTS renaissance era. We're still in the BTS era, I feel like.
Yeah.
God knows if we'll ever leave the BTS era.
We might never
I don't,
leave that
I think,
era.
I think the bar is too high.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come back and win a Grammy. I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I feel like the story of from military to Grammy feels too good.
Yeah.
And I think they'd finally do it.
Right, right.
Like, they're gonna come back, win a Grammy, and then we're gonna be like, well, we're never gonna leave the BTS era. But this performance is just so good. It's so 90s, but the best way possible. It is full of personality. It is full of everything. It works for them, because it is not a BTS that I don't think... BTS, especially in 2015, was not, you know, this feels like the boy group, quintessential boy group. BTS was never the quintessential boy group.
Mm-hmm.
But they made it work. It feels like such a fun time. They all look like they're having a great time. Jimin is a star in this. He's thriving. I do wish, you know, RM, at the time, Rap Monster, Jesus, I don't think I've said that name in years,
mm-hmm.
was not there. Right? Remember, this would have been Rap Monster.
It was Rap Monster era.
It feels so weird to say it now.
Uh-huh.
Like, who's Rap Monster? I don't know him. I think it's really good. I really enjoyed it. I think it felt like a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it has more views than the music video ever will, but that music video is so old, nothing matters.
Yeah.
But, and again, I do.
We have also extensively talked about how Perfect Man is, like, that is the first gen K-pop song. Like, that is the first gen K-pop song.
And I do think it fits for the biggest K-pop group to cover the best first gen K-pop song. Because I do think BTS is extremely selective. Because especially K-pop covers that they do.
Right.
It's a lot of first gen. It's not a lot of, like, they only ever really, because they did Soteji, they've done Sexkies, I think they did other things, but, like, it's never really been of the time K-pop. It was always older, which I do think, I don't know if this is on purpose.
Right.
But I do think it's kind of fun and, like, very themed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it does. It feels weirdly correct for them to be doing that.
Yeah, because, like, I know they've done a bunch of, like, Western covers, because they've done, like, Coldplay and all that,
right.
I know that they're all friends, but, like, K-pop specifically, it's always
They don't do a lot of BTS, like, they never did a lot of K-pop specifically,
Even when they were too small,
right,
because they were things, so they wouldn't have been included in, like, big covers.
Right.
They were never out here doing, all right, time for the BTS cover of Fantastic Baby.
Yeah.
Time for the BTS to cover, I don't know, Wolf by EXO.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy this cover. I think it was a moment. Every once in a while when I think about Perfect Man, I realize that it's not Shinhwa singing in my head, it's BTS.
Right, it's one you remember.
Because they do a
really
good cover of it.
Yeah.
It's a memorable one.
Mm-hmm.
So these are our
top 10 K-pop covers of all time. Hooray.
Hooray.
There's definitely some I forgot.
There's so many I forgot. There's probably one that people are gonna be like, why the hell isn't don't you love this cover? Because we've said it somewhere and I have completely forgotten,
like,
it exists.
Well, also, yeah, with the one Road to Kingdom Queendom series, and then the one Produce was also very limiting for the list. But we wanted the variety.
That does limit
it. So here we are.
Fair.
Yep. But that has been the first ever K-pop themed top 10 beatdown for us, or top 10 showdown is the name of it.
We'll bring one back later.
Yes, we will. We are available on all major podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We also have a YouTube channel where we put all of our episodes along with clip videos occasionally as well. And if you want to watch our fun PowerPoints for this episode, you can do that there. Or if the podcast thing you're listening to has video versions, you can see it there too. But with that, we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.